Bezus Hashem's Baruch, we are going to start Tyriyad Aleph together today. Very exciting because we had mentioned last week we had initially set out with the goal of doing 10 Tyriyas together. So we're moving forward, and that's super exciting. One of the struggles as we go through these is that sometimes it seems that you have to know everything in order to know anything. So as we keep certain concepts on the back burner, we're able to see each Torah. It seems to be growing almost cumulatively. As we take some of the concepts, we're able to bring them forward. It's a struggle. You almost want to be able to go back to the beginning each time and relearn some of the earlier ones. It's also a struggle because, in a certain sense, we could stop at every Torah and explore any topic using it as an introduction to gain the concepts that we seem to need to go forward, but we're doing the best we can to try to ground these and make them meaningful. It will take probably 3 weeks looking at the size to go through Torah Yud Aleph, rather than try to squeeze into 2 weeks. We'll do it in 3 weeks. It hopefully might give us a little bit of extra time. So while many of the topics that we look at are exhaustive and beyond the scope of anything that I can do, but it might give us an opportunity to actually look at a few things from actually a sefer called Sifsei Chen, which is a wonderful sefer, Hakdama, Sifra Chasidus, very accessible. But to look at some of the concepts that might help us, especially for this Torah in particular. But we start off, the Torah says in Sefer Yeshayahu, Membeis Ches, Ani Hashem Hu Shemi, the way that we're learning, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashemus, the way that we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adain, he's Ribayna Shel Olam, he's the master of the world. Uchvaydi La'acher Loi Atein, therefore my kavod will not be given to any others. Usihilasi Lepsilim, and my praise will not go to any Avodah Zarah, that nobody should make a mistake and go after other seeming forces, whether it's nature or anything else, and ascribe any power to any other Elohim Acherim. There is only one Elokus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaElohim. Now we're going to explain that there are Madregas of Yichud Elyon and Yichud Tachtain. We'll give the best on our level the way, according to my understanding, we can understand what we're talking about. This is what Klal Yisrael was Zoycha to by Har Sinai, and through this one can come to Tfunas HaTorah La'Imka, which will speak a in-depth, a thorough understanding to the depth of Torah, Nigla, Nister, Said. In order to get to these understandings of Torah, a person has to do tshuva, because ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Shefa as much as we can handle. It's a matter of developing our Kli, ourselves as a receptacle, in order to be able to receive, taking out any independence, any blockage of the hose, that we could be a vehicle and we can receive everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us. Anything in there is going to impede and stop ourselves from being that kind of a Kli. So Gaivo, we said that last time was Gaivo, was a Bechina of Avodah Zarah. We're going to talk also about Pagama Bris. But a person needs to do a Tshuva Shlema, which in order to be able to reach this level of Tfunas HaTorah La'Amka. And the way to achieve this is going to be through Dibur, through spoken word in Torah. Over here, the Torah starts off, well, you know what, I'm just going to take a step back and read, like I said, from the Sefer Sifsei Chen, a little bit more of a lengthy introduction, but I'm going to do probably a little bit less in the text than we normally accomplish, and I think it will be L'tay Elas. The Sefer Sifsei Chen in the Hakdama, Hey, so he's going off, he had described the Sfiris, the 10 Sfiris. Keser, Chachma, Bina, sometimes depending on reasons beyond now, we'll say Chachma, Bina, and Das, or Keser, Chachma, and Bina. But for now, we'll say that there are 10 spheres, Keser, Chachma, Bina, which will be the Meichin, as it were, as we relate to it, the intellectual spheres, and then there's Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, Netzach, Hoyd, Yesoid, and Malchus. Some of these might sound familiar from the Sfira Saomer, the weeks of Sfira. These will be the Midas. And there are different ways that we describe the dynamic between the spheres. But before, again, it would be like saying if there's there, well, as we discuss the relationships between them, so there's going to be different ways of expressing those. For we say, for instance, there's a giver and a receiver. Those might be expressed as Shemayim and Aretz. When the rain and the Shefa comes down, the land receives it and it's able to bring forth vegetation. We might describe it as a Zachar and an Akeva. But he says like this, Brishayna Yesh before we start going into the spheres themselves, that even though the spheroids, which are one of the examples that we've used, for instance, is if white light is going to want to interact with something that in and of itself is not fit to receive the light in that form, it might refract itself through a prism so that it transmits itself through the vehicle of different colors that can now play out on a screen. Sof Maisa, the Machshava Tchila, at the end, it will reflect the initial Ratzon. But the spheres themselves are ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu interact with us, not because Chas V'Shalom he's limited in any way, but in order that we should be able to receive. And therefore, even though each sphere, whatever these mean, we're going to build up concepts, we're not going to describe everything, interacts in a different pa'ula, in a different action, a different way of with a different dynamic. However, b'pnimius, everything is one. And everything is really coming from Ar Echad Bli Shum Pirud. This is not reflecting any sort of a division, Chas V'Shalom, to say in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, skipping a little, he says, V'im Yiksha, maybe you'll ask a question. So, if you're telling me that Kol Ma'ase B'Chlal Yesh B'Prat, and really every sphere has every 10 inside of it, and there's no real division, so why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it like this? Im Kein Lama Yesh Sphere Shonos, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up this dynamic with different spheres, different ways of relating to the Bria, Chesed, Gvur, Tiferet? Why? Shechalukim b'nenei Meshba'asam, that all react and interact in a different way. The answers, the Teretz, De'ein hashinoi be'etzem ha'arak be'enei ha'makablam. When we see differences, we are not looking at something from the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relating to us. It's our way of receiving what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving. The Hainu, when the or is Nimshach Lamata, Beriboy Madregas Vishtashlis, as it goes through different series and different chains, so to speak, but it comes down to where we can receive it, and it becomes farther and away from the source. So as it comes down to a world that's less abstract, so it's going to be received in the form of that each world is able to relate to it. And the example he brings from a sefer called Shefa Tal is if you have white light, again, that shines into room. The truth is the entire room is lit up, and now you put different windows, screens that have different colors, shades in front of it, so the white light will be received a certain way, but kafi this inyan, nobody would say that reflects a difference in the light. The light is shining in all of its strength, and the way that it's perceived is going to be different screens that were put, the way that I see things through the red lenses with which I'm looking at it, that's kafi me, and not kafi the screens themselves. Like a person who has an understanding, a PhD in physics, in engineering, whatever it is, and now he's trying to transmit accurately certain principles, certain formulas, certain ideas. The problem is he's speaking to people that don't necessarily have the same background as him, and they're coming from different cultures. Now, each culture might have a way that it can relate to the underlying principle, but he's not able to just express it in his terms because in that case, it'll be gobbledygook, and if anything, it will lose something because he'll be speaking over their heads. And therefore, tzarech lahalbish chachmaso bebi'urim u'mishalim shaynim kefi ha'echos kayach ha'makabel. He might use a football analogy. He might use a sports, whatever the case is. He's going to frame what he has to say in terms that the recipient can understand the truth of the principle without losing any of it. That's the strength of a mashal, is being able to be malbish, to clothe the principle in terms that the recipient can understand without losing anything from the initial principle. Chol tamid hu masbaris inim biru mashal acher. He'll use different analogies for different tamidim kafi asaga sechlo, according to what they are able to understand, comprehend. Kenu ba'ir yizbarach shashinu rak lefi ra'is einei makablam. This is what we are receiving, the way that we relate to the spheres, the way we relate to how HaKadosh Baruch Hu interact with us. The differences are, and the handles that we use, the mishalom that we use, the terms are kafi the makabel, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can, so that we can learn mahu afata, and not that it's in any way chas v'shalom limitation on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Val gabi Hashem yizbarach ba'atzmo hakol echad. As far as Hashem is concerned, there is no differentiation in any of these things. It's in our pashit petachas hachpshitos ein boishinu le'nishtana v'le'ishtana. Now, it is important, in order to speak about something, we can speak about electricity and all the way that electricity works without truly understanding what an atom is, or what a particle is. I don't know that much about electricity, but the Sefer, the Piazzetchna, uses this much. He says you can be able to talk about something and the way to relate to it without truly understanding the essence of it. So we don't understand exactly what we're talking about. But however, in order to create, understand where we fit into Avoda, this is these are the tools that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And therefore, he continues on in Akdama Zayin, that the spheres are split up to what we said is Meichin, Keser, Chachma, Bina, and the Midais, which are Chagas, Nahi, and Malchus. The Gvur Teferes, Netzach Hod, Yesoid, and Malchus. The middle six, after, we're not talking about the Moichin right now, but in terms of the Midais, so they're split up really into two sections. One we will relate to is there's Chesed, Gvur, Teferes, Netzach Hod, and Yesod. Those six, sometimes we label in one label called Teferes, and then there's Malchus, which is Leis Degarmei Klum. It's the ultimate receptacle. It doesn't really have of its own, but it takes from what came before it, and that becomes sometimes we'll refer as the nuk, the nukva, the ultimate receptacle. So the teferes will be in the place of the zachar, the dechura, and the malchus will be the nuk, which will be the receptacle. So those six, and these are terms that are going to come up, so it might sound a little technical, but again, I think it's worth the introduction, and I think that we'll gain from it. These six spheres are called, whether they're called teferes, are similar to a guf. Sometimes we use these labels, that there's going to be a body, there will be a right, there will be a left, there will be a dayim and reglayim. And sometimes we'll talk about these six, we'll call them the sheish kitzavais, or the vak, vav kitzavais. That between them they become, we relate to them as a guf, and even that each sphera will have its own specific hashpa, which is chesed will be on the right, the gvur will be on the left, but ultimately they come together to be the teferes, the zachar, and then the malchus will be the kli, will be the receptacle. We mentioned before that sometimes we relate to these in different forms. So when we talk about the teferes encompassing the chagas nahi and then the malchus, so sometimes we'll refer to the teferes as ze'er anpin, and the malchus will be the nuk de ze'er anpin. Sometimes we've referred to already before that teferes will be the chama, the sun. The malchus will have the levana. Teferes will be shemayim. Malchus will be aretz. But sometimes, and this might sound familiar, the teferes will be called kodesh brichu, and the malchus will be called shchintei, the shchina, the hashras, hashchina in this world. Where we see the manifestation, that it's reflecting back. And this is a line which he explores further in a whole Hakdama. The Iker Avoidas B'nei Yisrael Hu Liyached Kudsha Brichu Ushchinte B'chol Hamaisim. And this already should start sounding familiar, that the Iker Avoda of Klal Yisrael is to bring a Yichud, to line up the Kudsha Brichu and the Shchinte, the Ashras Hashchina in this world, the way that we have a revelation. Dehainu Legalois Esa'ora Elokia Shay. This hopefully resonates already with certainly the first Torah that we learned. And therefore, as we start this Torah, he says in Yud Aleph, Ki yesh yichuda ila av yichuda tata, there is a upper yichud and there is a lower yichud. And I will give the last introduction, which according to my understanding, and then we will move a little bit more quickly through the material. The way that I that I think about this based on the notes from Rav Atiyah, Rav Elio Atiyah's print. But the way that I understand what he's trying to say is that there's two ways to relate to the Bria. When we talk about a Yichud Ilah, let's imagine for a second that you have a white page, a white wall, just a big white screen. And I ask you, which spot is first? Right? Which spot is first? So the answer is that there is no answer. You could be going right to left, left to right, up, down, down, up. There's no real paradigm, the framework. There's no real way of thinking the idea of any sort of a relationship between first and second. But what I can do is I can draw a line really in any direction on that white space and say we're going to be going from, let's say, right to left, Aleph Beis, or left to right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, however you'd like to think about it, and say that if points are going to exist on that line in order to use this frame to have some sort of to transmit some sort of a meaning, I'm going to pick a line, and that line will be we'll call it a timeline, however you want to think, and now things will operate according to this events, and you'll have a framework to be able to create relationships between one thing and another. I think we discussed in one of the Torahs that Bereishis Nami Maimerhu, time was created before the first Maimer was to create time in order to have anything else, because when you have only Ein Sof, there's no way to think about anything, and therefore, Once you have this line, you can think about it. Now, I'm just going to take the mashal one step further. Let's say instead of a big white space, it's just totally underwater, but also without any relationship and principle between up, down, right, and left. You have just total underwaterness. And you have, instead of a timeline, what we'll do is we'll make that into a ruler, and you'll drop the ruler into the water. And now, again, anybody who's on that ruler has a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, but the ruler itself is tumbling through the water. There, in principle, there is no relationship, there is no time, there is no, so to speak, substance or reality to what that timeline represents, other than to those who are on it. For people who are on it, so then if they're standing upright, there's an up and there's a down. And if you, let's say, put them into a ball, put them into a dome, they might not even realize that they're underwater, that they're existing within a bigger context, but rather they say that as far as they're concerned, the entire world, from what they can see, from what's relevant to them, from what's been provided to them, is going to be a dome, whether around them individually, whether around the entire ruler, however you think about it, you can call it a 6,000-year dome in terms of distance, time, whatever you say. Now, put them inside this individual dome, and again, it's totally revolving and spinning in different directions. The relationships that we're talking about are only kafi the nivra. They're only kafi the one that's existing on this timeline or in their little sphere, whatever it is. Now, last point to the mashal, let's say this dome and this ruler and everything that's inside of their little micro world is actually not made of a separate material than the water. Let's say it's made of congealed water, call it ice. It's particles of the water that come together in a different ways that aren't any outer external substance, but just an obvious, only a thickening, so that, because otherwise it would just be male absorbed. So what happened is we created almost a thickening so that kafi, it could really just disintegrate and be absorbed back into the whole. But so that kafi, this nivra, this thing that's operating on this spectrum, there is a seeming reality. From their point of view, it's more substantial, it's more thickening, it's more congealed. But from the point of view of somebody looking from the outside in, right, there's no difference between the ruler, the ball itself, what's outside, what's inside, or even the substance of this perceived mechitza, this perceived division, other than the form that it's allowing it to take. The mashal is imperfect for many reasons. I can ask kashas, but hopefully just conceptually. So now there is a yichud ilah. Outside looking in, there is zero difference between outside, inside, not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, so to speak, but from outside looking in, there is ein oid milavado in every sense of the word. From outside, inside, the dome itself, the ruler itself, the people themselves, there is literally zero independence to anything that there is. Yichud Tata is to almost from the inside looking out, different ways of thinking. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mesoivev the world, and he's Mamali the world. From the inside looking out, so we perceive as there as being a reality that we live in, but we say that there is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills up the world. From our point of view, there is a world. That there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world based on a hashkacha. That the HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides a life and a chiyus and an essence of life. And that's what we want to tap into. But at least from our point of view, we come from the point of view that we have an existence and a frame of reference. And for the way that I understand it, that's what we'll say. So, Ki yesh yichuda ilah v'yichuda tata. There is a yichud to be spoken of from the upper, from the first way that we described, and there's a yichud tata. Hainu Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lokeinu Hashem Echad, will be referring to a yichud elyon. Ein oid milvado. There is nothing else. We are, as it were, almost a figment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's imagination. We exist because, in a certain sense, an imagination exists at Kama, but that the imaginer or the dreamer wants it to exist, but without any independent reality, substance, anything really, only as a function of what there is. Einoid milavadai ubaruch shem kevod machusol liolam vaad is the yichud tachtein v'kol echad miYisrael tzarach she'nase zois al yaday. This line is almost reminiscent, speaking about something else, from the first line of Torah Hey, Ki tzarach kol adam loymar kol ha'olam lo nivra ela bishvili. There's an accountability, there's a responsibility. This is not for Gedolim, this is for each and every one of us. Kol echad miYisrael needs to go through to be miyachid this with our kavanas and so forth, and with our maisim, that we should express this as a reality. Val yedei zeh yachal lavoi lesfunas ha'Torah la'amka, and through this we'll be able to get to a stage of Tfunas HaTaira La'amka, which the Prapaz L'Chachma quotes that Rabbi Nassin said that this is not necessarily one idea, but rather Tfunas HaTaira and La'amka refer to, will translate into three different ideas. The note over here suggests that Tfuna is Bina, Taira is Chachma based on a Zayar, and Aimka is referred to the depths, is referring to Keser. But be that as may, we'll come back to that. When one goes through these Yehudim, through his Maisim, he's aligning, he's bringing together all the parts of the Bria to a point of Einoid Milavadai, so then he can also tap into Tyra, which is Batsem, Ratzon Hashem, Yisrael V'Raisa V'Kutcha Brichu Chadu, Raisa, the Tyra is Ratzon Hashem. He will be able to come to a deep understanding of Tyra, Nigla, and Nister. Now we're going to explain several stages how one can get to Tfunas HaTyra La'im Amka, because before this, a person needs to engage the vehicle that we'll use is diburim, is speech, and speech will be able to bring one to tshuva, so that a person can reach a stage of recognizing Kvod Hashem b'shleimus. We said right in the beginning, actually, of Taira Vav, we had discussed the difference between Kvod Elokim and Kvod Malachim. And the difference in how one can relate to Kvod Shemayim and Ad Kama Kvod Elokim, and Ad Kama that a person ascribes to himself any Kvod, any Gaiva, no matter how much he understands and relates to Hashem, it's always going to be infinity minus one. He's always, as it were, carving something out. So a person can say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Once you reach 99, it's still 100 minus 1. If you can reach 100, then it's a million. You can reach a Shleimus. Once a person has his Batlas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then they're relating to the infinity. But as common that they ascribe to themselves anything, they're taking something out of that. And therefore, through this speech, a person is going to relate to tshuva and tshuva samishkal and complete tshuva. And that's only going to be through not relating to gaiva in any way. The diburim in Torah, we'll see, will also show a person where it is that he needs to do tshuva. So inside, kimishu b'madrega p'chusa, any person who needs to work on, we'll see, pagam habris, gaiva, taivas mamon, hu adayin, so this is a nice word, adayin means not yet, right? In other words, nobody's excluded, it's just not a question of if, it's a question of when. Rachayk mitfunas hatayra, he's still far away from understanding the depth. depth of Torah, rak al yedei emtzos hadibor, through the vehicle of speech, yachalav ha'letfunas ha'Torah li'amka, ki haynu al yedei shumedaber b'Torah b'diburim, through articulating words of Torah, the Rabbi Nachman has a big emphasis, even really when a person does not yet understand that diburim have a big kayach, even to a young child, that diburim, speaking words of Torah even without understanding, have a tremendous power. The other idea, and there's what to discuss about that, but for now we will adopt this approach. We're talking about speaking words of Torah towards that end. Now, one other point, we say that Torah is Hashem Tamima, Ein Divrei Torah Mekablin Tuma. When a person speaks words of Torah, that's able to cut through everything. On the other hand, we're setting up this this stage where a person, with all of the Torah that one's speaking, but we're going to say that the Torah is, where the effect of Torah on an individual is hampered depending on the midos that he has, on the gaiva and so forth. So how will we reconcile this? So we'll say that the difference is when a person approaches the Torah, what is his underlying kavanas? This is what over here Rabbi Atiyah spells out. Shekol limud Torah b'hachna lefnei Hashem Yisbarach im ratzon lasos tshuva kvar yesh bo eiz madregel shashvirus taiva niyuf v'geyus. That where on one hand we say that Torah cuts through anything, any of the chayshach, able to bring a person to tshuva. On the other hand, we're going to say that the Torah klapei the person is almost dimmed. We'll see why when he has these negative midos. The question will be, with all of his negative midos, how is it that he's approaching the Torah? If he approaches the Torah the right way with the right kavanas he wants to want, then that will be able to have the desired effect. K'mal shekasov ki chayim heim l'moitz eyem. That the pasuk in Mishlei, they are life for one who finds them. Lemotzi am b'peh. The pshat in the Maimer Chazal is talking about the way to remember words of Torah, and it speaks about a maisa with Berurah who saw a certain talmidim of Rav Meir, I think, that were learning quietly, and about the benefit of motzi am b'peh, one who expresses, articulates the words with his mouth. But over here, we're bringing out this idea that chayim heim lemotzi, it brings life, chiyus, the essence of life, true life, to one who articulates it, because through the spoken voice, Meir Loi Hadibur, the words will be able to light up for him. It's brought in the Zohar that there's the Arsha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in Sheishis Mei Bereishis is hidden in the Torah. Sometimes we speak about this idea Chanukah time, and through this, a person can see where he's holding Be'avaydas Hashem, Bechol Mekaymai, HaMekaymai, Shetzarach Lasos Tshuva, where it is a person wants to tshuva. He doesn't even know what he has to work on. Maybe psychologically he'll ignore the things he really has to work on, or maybe it's the, not because they're big, maybe it's because they're subtle. He'll constantly come back to things that he perceives as big things. So through words of Torah, it will be able to align him in the appropriate way to understand where it is that he has to do tshuva. Kmo shamar Rabbi Hussein is a foreign of Racha, psach pichav ya'iru dvarecha, open your mouth, and the light up, your light, words will light up. U'b'chol pam u'pam a'idei kol tshuva u'tshuva. So this does not happen immediately, right? Even when it comes to tshuva, we spoke about in Torah Vav Ois Be, that tshuva is a bechina of keser, and keser from pasuk in Iyov is lashon of havtana, of patience. Habala tar mesayin also tshuva. There's a tshuva process. Even when a person is engaging in tshuva and he's going in the right direction, a person has to have patience and go forward one step at a time. And to continue, we spoke about tshuva and tshuva ala tshuva. So over here, as a person continues going in this path, who holech mi madrega la madrega, chiyotzi mi madrega pchuso bala tfunas hatayra la amka, and ultimately he will be able to reach this level of tfunas hatayra la amka. Weiter. Now, you know what? I will just make one other point about diburim. I think we'll end up having a little bit of time because the shiurim are about an hour, so it gives at least a little. And I hope it's not too much of a left turn. But in my mind, it was worth it. And it was worth looking at it as I was preparing. I'm going to quote one more idea coming from the Sifsei Chayin that this is really ideas that we've touched on. It says an adam. This is an hakdam yudalad. Ha adam nivra b'tzelam elokim v'kolei varav him dogman elyona. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu relates to the world in a certain way, and we find a parallel. Sometimes we talk about Yad Hashem. It's not that the real Yad is what's a human Yad, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has something called the Yad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a framework with which to, because he wanted to, we can't talk about why, that's beyond us. This is not... We can only talk about the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us. We can't talk specifically anything about the Ein Seifius. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to relate to his Bria, and therefore he set up a system, we just spoke about the spheres, to relate to us. And this has parallels in Taryag, in the Ramach Evarim Shesagidin, in the way that the mitzvahs are, the spheres, the Ilamais, and the Mishkan, and even in an Adam himself. And therefore, there's a parallel in the we're created, but Tzelem Elokim, this is what it means, and all of the limbs, the way that we're set up, and in the koiches that a person has. Now, when we want to execute on something, let's talk in these terms, in koiches. There's the ratzon, I need a place to live. There's the seichel, there's the chachma, right? I need a place to live, so I want to build a house. In order to have some sort of a house, I'm going to have to execute on plans. And we're going to go through this. So there's the Ratzain, which is really behelim. It's really hidden. It's not articulated. It's very deep. Then after the Ratzain, there's the Seichel. After this, a person is going to be mitzamtzem. He's going to have to quantify a little bit this Ratzain in order to ultimately bring him mikayach ala payal, and he'll come up with an idea. This is going to be the sphere of Chachma that it'll parallel, and this will actually be in the, represented by the first Yud of Yud Kei Vav Kei. So what's hidden, the Ratzain, the Keser, will be the Yud. The Chachma will line up with the first Yud. Then after this initial burst of idea, there's going to be a Machshava. It's going to be further quantified and established into some sort of a something articulable, right? Otherwise, you're never going to be able to express yourself if you don't actually start quantifying this bursting of an idea into something. That's going to line up with Bina. After that, in our way of expressing this, there's different ways, there will be the Kail. After a person knows the details about what he wants to say or ultimately execute, start translating, so then there's going to have to be a vehicle to express that, to connect the idea with something that's, for our sake, going to come out of one's mouth. That's going to be the Kail. That will line up with the Vav. We've discussed in our Torah, the Shis is Kain, the six rings. What does this line up with, by the way? The number six. If there's Chach Keser and Chachma Bina, then comes the Tiferes, the six spheres, the Chachma Bina Chagasnai, the Chesed Gvur Tiferes Netzach Hodin Yisoid. That's going to be the Vak, the Shisha Ketzavais. And then after that is going to be the Malchus. That's going to line up with what? What is ultimately going to be able to have some sort of an actualization of this initial Ratzon? The Dibur, the spoken word. So it goes from the Ratzon to the Seichel, the Machshava, the Koil, and the Dibur. And the Dibur will be at that point, Malchus, Noilam Asiyah, Kimas Pivhav Maisa as well. And therefore, a person has to know this. I'm reading now from the Sefer. V'ze'echad me'avodes ha'chashuvah shel ish Yisraeli. One of the avodas chashuvas is leida sheyesh b'chol dibor koima shlema shel eser spheres kadoshos. The spoken word literally builds up. We're not even conscious of what's going on. Or the whole construct of the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria. We have a parallel in the way that we do things. And everything is contained within the spoken word. Va'ariz dal d'oisiyos Hashem havaya. Again, the ratza in the kesser will line up the kutzo shel yud, then the chachma will be the yud, and then the bina will be the first k, the shisha ketzavais will line up with the vak, and then the malchus will be the last k. We, again, are trying to bring these yichudim to have an expression of the yud kei vav kei hashras hashchina yichud kachabirchu shchintei. But what we do over here is b'chol dibur v'dibur bonei koma chadash l'mala, as we have a hisoiris delasato, we create a what's called a mayim nukvin. Because the whole world lines up, we have a spoken word that's going to trigger things going back up, and then it's going to complete the cycle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring shefa back down. Moshen Nimshach, and by spoken word, we're able to inject Kedusha even into things in this world, into the seemingly mundane. The same way that we can literally create a Kedusha, a person can be Makdish something, give Hektish status something, create Isurim, that something could be a Karban, which may, then if a person does something with a Karban, they could be Chai of Pigal. There's so many spiritual things can be created, change the status of something through words, that the Latayev Ulamutav in any direction. And then he goes on the Sefer over here to talk about the importance of Kavana. Again, we're not talking so much about that. And we actually said that the words of Torah, even without specific understanding, although with the right intentions, can have that effect. Back in Likut Maran, maybe we're repeating a line, I don't remember, Kamosha Omer, Rabbi Zen Zechon of the Bracha, Psach Picha V'Yiru Dvaracha, when a person opens their mouth and they articulate and it'll light up your way, B'chol Pamu Pam, I day called Tshuva U'Tshuva, Holochim Adrega L'Rega, Atshiyachim Adrega P'chusa, but the two ones that Tyra Li'amka, ultimately. Okay. Now, Vizesh Shalu Yoichni Umamre. These were the head Egyptian magicians. They said to Moshe, Chazal bring down, Gemara Menachos, Tevin Atamachnes Lafarayim. The Pasha way of learning that Gemara is Moshe Rabbeinu was coming with these miracles, and they said, you're going to bring magic to Magic Town? We're not going to appreciate it. And the response to that is, well, if I would bring miracles to somebody who doesn't know any magic, so they would know I'm doing magic. If you're an expert in magic, then you can appreciate that what I'm doing is actually miracle. Egypt was the most advanced society, right? If you want somebody to appreciate a diamond, then don't bring it to the street. Go to the diamond district, and they'll know what they're looking at. So that's the response. Tevan atamachnes lafarayim. Are you going to bring wheat to the wheat market? Veheshiv lehem amri inshi lemasa yarka, to the city of vegetables, the place of vegetables, yarka shkul. That's where you should take the vegetables. Now we're going to learn this in the Panemius. Tevan zebechinas tvuna, like Tyra. Kamaisha kasav tvuna. The Torah will guard you. And therefore, according to this, what Yochni and Mamri were asking, they understood that Moshe wanted to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim so that they could be mekabel the Torah, receive all these yichudim relate to all of these yichudim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Maimed Har Sinai. Valken shalu, and therefore they ask Kibizman Shein Yisrael Eisen Ritzayin Yishal Makom Heimashulin La'afar, that when Klal Yisrael is not doing what they're supposed to be doing, the Gemara Megillah says that this nation is Meshulin offer a mashul l'kaychavim, depending what their status is. This nation in Mitzrayim was not on a high spiritual level, and therefore they are like afar. Right, he says, how are you going to bring them to such a high level? Meaning, like Likutei Halachos explains, Heim Shalu, so that they were asking him, that it's one thing, if they're holding on such a low level, then it's one thing for you to take them out of Mitzrayim, but what place do you have? What standing do you have? Where's your Heicha Timsa for thinking that you're going to bring them to understand, to Tfuna, to Taira? Vizet, Teven, Lashon Tfuna, Zataira, Atamachnes La'afarayim. You're bringing Teven to Afarayim, meaning you're going to bring Teven, the Taira, to people holding on at the state of Afar of Da. Said back to them, Amri Inshi, Amri is a lashon of words. You know how I'm going to do that? Through the power of words. You're right. They're holding on a low level. In order to get out of that level, they have to do tshuva. What's going to get them to tshuva? Words, the articulation of words. And therefore, Vizel, Lamasa, Yarka, to the place of vegetables. Mas is a place, Yarka is vegetables, but in the Panemius, we're going to learn Yarka as a reference to Tshuva. Yarku b'chinas Tshuva k'moshem kasuv amru b'medrash. When does a person go back from war? It says when a person was afraid. What are they afraid of? They're afraid of their chatayim. So therefore, in order to engage in war, what's the first step? A person needs to do tshuva. And therefore, what did Avram do? Vayarek as chanichav. He was mezariz them, but it means vayarek as he got them to do tshuva. Ayurikan b'parasha shayftim, that he was mezariz them before going to war, like it says, haynu shezerzim lasos tshuva, ki parasha shayftim nemral tshuva. That parasha, dvar Chaf Ches says, Mia ish hayore v'racha levav. Who is it that's afraid? The Gemara says, hayore me'aveiro yishebi yadai. And therefore, when Avram Avinu is being zarizem to go to war, v'yarek as chanichav, what he was really doing was engaging them in tshuva. So we see that yarek is a lashon of tshuva. And what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them is, l'masa yarka, I'm taking them, the Amri Inshi, using words to take them, l'masa yarka, to a place of tshuva in order to be able to bring tevin laferayim, Torah, even to a person that was previously holding on a low level. So a person go from the lowest depths to the highest heights through words, through the tshuva process, tshuva ala tshuva, madrega la madrega, ultimately being able to get to tfunas tayra la amka, tfunas tayra la amka. K'mosharim shvuchan levracha over here. It says, "Vizeo Amri Inchi Lamasa Yarka Hainwai De Amiris Vidibo Adibur Shal Ish Israeli," through the words Lamasa Yarka, to the place of Tshuva, Lamakaimish Sarchas Tshuva. They'll learn through the words, through tapping into Torah, where it is that they have to focus their efforts on Tshuva. Yatir Loi Hadibur Shayuchalasais Tshuva. We actually, this sounds somewhat similar to what we said in Torah Hey. Right, we said that when a person, we'll speak it out in a second. So is vizeh yarka shkol? What is shkol? Shkol means to take, but shkol means shakul. Shakul is equivalent. V'chinas tshuvas hamishkol. There is an idea of tshuvas hamishkol. I think it's referred to in different ways. Almost that, you know, to the extent that I benefited from an avera, so then a person would engage, you know, let's say fasting or some degree of suffering to literally cleanse themselves from whatever it is that they integrated into himself from very, like we said last time, that a person could empty the sack from whatever negative behaviors there are. But if the sack itself has something wrong with it, so then it'll still have holes, it won't be able to contain things. Through tshuvas hamishkol, a person can literally cleanse themselves, or like we spoke about earlier, go from into a difference between a tzaddik gomer, tzaddik she'ena gomer. But a person can literally get to that level where he's kulay tshuva shadibur yarlo shiuchal lasos tshuvas hamishkol mamish. It was tairachet, where we discuss the idea of a tzaddik gomer, tzaddik she'eino gomer. And that's how a person can get there. Okay, now, ach ledibor, so now we explained that through speaking out words of Torah, the Torah will light up a path where one has to focus their efforts in tshuva. They'll be able to go mi madrega la madrega, tshuva ala tshuva, until finally they're able to do tshuva samishkol, reach that stage of tzaddik gomer, where they have nothing in themselves that has any, you know, independence, alts gaiva, alts taiva, pagam habris, and they'll become a kli that where they can be have his batlis and relate to Torah la'omka, rise of Now we're going to explain another tnai. Achadibur sheyarloi, achledibur sheyarloi, efshul lizgois kimaide kavoid. A person has to, this we already spoke out from the first opening paragraphs of Tyrus Vav. Hayun shiyir shiyakvoid Hashem Yisbarach b'shleimus, shiyakvoid ay la'ayin, neged kvoid Hashem Yisbarach, that klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is considered nothingness. The idea, so in one context we spoke about it in Torah Vav, Kvayd Elokim and Kvayd Malachim, but we actually saw a similar idea in Torah Hey Ais Beis, where we were talking not in terms of where a person needs to do tshuva on an individual level, but how to be mevatel, what the reason on a klaliistic level, where a gzeira is coming from on the klal. This idea also, reading says, V'davka kishoisin a mitzvah besimcha gedoyla kol kach, where a person does mitzvah so lishma, so to in line with Ratzon Hashem, ad she'ein roitza b'shum schar olam haba, not only doesn't he want any physical pleasure, not even that he's talking about gaiva and covet to himself, but even if he wants schar in olam haba, that schar is also something that's a self-interested ratzon. So we discussed this idea in many places already, the difference, even in one iota, the difference in what one can achieve as he works towards having a shlemos in kavana, where he factors himself totally out of the process and he's able to relate to the Ein Sofius and then back down, understand where he has to do tshuva, where the gzeiros are coming from in Klal Yisrael, and where he still is a little bit, instead of looking out of glass. Rav Shimshon Pinkus brings a mashal, when a person cares about the silver, a person cares about the mammon, you know what happens when there's silver on the glass? It becomes a mirror. You can't see past it. You can't see past yourself. And therefore, he says, back in the text in Likutei Maran, Yavshu Lizkos Kima, they covered Hainu Shir Shiyakvoid Hashem Yisbarach B'Shleimus. Sheyakvoide la'ayin, he factors himself totally out of the process. Neged kvoid Hashem is barach. Hainu al yidei anava v'katnus, through total anava. Ki ikar b'chinas hadibur hu me kavoid, because dibur, like we spoke about in Sifsei Chen, relates to the sphera of malchus. We talked about which relates to kavoid. We talked about earlier. K'may shekasev miuze melech hakavoid, malchus and kavoid line up. Hainu malchus. And therefore, when a person engages in diburim, in words, which are really the expression going back to what his ratzin is, through a nava and his batlas to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that's really where he's setting up that malchus reflects back and lines up. It's miyachid Kaddish Baruch Hu shchintei. That's where we're able to bring yichudim. That's where a person is able to align malchus up. Now what happens the other way? So if diburim are able to bring out the malchus, what happens if a person speaks words of Tyra, but his intention in his words, right? What's a word? Thank you, thanks, right? Depending how I say something, I just said two totally different things, right? I say great, you do something bad to me, I say great, you know, great, what now? The words literally are a form of the kavana. Now, what happens if the words of Torah stand on themselves? What happens when I say words of Torah, but my part of my intention is either for kavod for myself, I want to be a big rabbi, whatever it is, or other taivas. So are those different words? Did I say the words of Torah? Are the words of Torah without, we said that words of Torah without having a specific understanding in the words, those can have impact. What happens when but my intentions are not even there? Not only will the Torah not have the desired effect to bring him towards tshuva, even the words of Torah will be nizgashim, as it were. Now, nizgashim means to be almost become physical. But what does that mean? What are we talking over here? You'll see. Very often, Revolba, if just a little plug, from a Musar perspective to the Ali Shur Shirim, but in the introduction to Ali Shur, Revolba speaks about people that approach Divrei Chazal, Mamore Agada, and they approach it from the wrong point of view. Are we looking to be mevatel ourselves to Chazal, to understand what the Torah is trying to bring out, to use the rules that the Torah provides us, that the Rishonim provide us in order to understand what Chazal are trying to tell us? Or do we have a point of view, and as a darshan, we go and find, right? It would be like a lawyer writing a brief and just doing searches to find isolated sentences and paragraphs that support his point and building them into a structure so that they say what he wants to say. If a person does that, so then he's not being mevatel himself to the insifius. He is not trying to use maybe his own terms, his own analogies to understand the strength of the shayrish of the Torah to plug himself into the Torah. But what he's doing is he's using words of Torah to plug themselves into him. And now he's being megashem, as it were, the Torah. The words, maybe if approached right, the words of Torah do have an infinite quality, and now he's darkening the words of Torah by doing it through his glasses, through his perspective. K'moshe kasev lo yamush sefer haTorah zemi picha pasukin Yeshua lo yamush. What does it mean over here? V'chinas v'yameish choyshech. Choyshech by the mark of choyshech was thick. It was tangible. You could feel it. Says in the pnimius of the pasuk, not just that the Torah shouldn't slip out of your mouth, but it means lo yamesh, it shouldn't be tangible. Hainu shelo yizgashmu v'yachshivu mipicha, that you shouldn't be megashem words of Torah. You shouldn't turn them into something that is that is physical. Don't feed the Torah through you to put a limitation on Torah. Because if a person is not mashgiach, does not guard himself and guide himself to approach kvod Hashem instead of kvod Malachim, to realize that he is being mevatel himself to the infinite, but rather his intentions in the words, again, even the words themselves, is approach himself. Thank you so much. What's next? Thank you. What's next? Right? Depending on what you said, right? So what is he doing? Everything is being fed through his kavanas, and his kavanas are the silver on the mirror. He's not looking through the mirror, he's looking back at himself. Hainu de gadlus, through his gaiva, his mamait kiviyachal is kvod Hashem. He won't even be able to open his mouth, not in the right way. I mean, he's not opening his mouth to words of Torah, he's opening his mouth to his own words, but he won't be able to articulate Torah because he can't even get there. He becomes incapable. Bebechinas, a pasuk, the pasuk says in Tehillim Yud Zayin, pasuk Yud, the pasuk says, Chelbamai Sagru, this is the actual pasuk, because of their chelev, their fat, their indulgence in physical pleasure, Sagru, they close their eyes from seeing, from realizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pimai Dibru Begeyus, their mouths spoke with arrogance. But the way we're going to read the pasuk over here, it says Sagru Pimai, their mouths were closed, Dibru Begeyus, because they spoke in with gaiva. They, now their mouths are closed, their pez closed. Kamaisa Delevi Barsisa, certain mice in Yerushalmi, Shehelu Labima, they put him on a pedestal of a tafas ruchai olav. They wanted him to darshan and to say halachas. They asked him shailas. But what happened was, once he was on the pedestal, he had a certain feeling of gaiva, of arrogance, v'loy anivon, and therefore he wasn't able to answer them. His mouth was closed. Again, mishpatim bal yadom. The fact that you can say civil, our mishpatim are not civil law. They're ratzon Hashem. When a person is looking at things through gaiva, then they can't relate to ratzon Hashem, and their mouth will be closed from speaking Torah. Ki aldei ageyus abechinas avodas alilim, because gaiva is really a bechina of avodazara ubavodas alilim ksev psile Elohim tisrafun ba'esh, that the idols will be burnt. Now, something that needs to be burnt, it may as well be burnt right now. So if a person, his ratzayin, his chachma, his seichel, but he's looking at his gaiva, so then what's going to be the outcome of that? What's going to be the malchus, so to speak, of the sitra achra, like we spoke about in the first Torah? What's going to be his diburim? His diburim are not going to be diburim taira, and therefore when a person has gaiva, it's as good as already not being able to say the words. His mouth is already shut, and we're going to bring a comparison from an actual halachic comparison. Kala oimed listroif kisar ruftami, that anything that is stands to be burnt, it's as if it's already burnt. V'kitusei mechtashiurei, and therefore, even if, let's say, you needed a shear for a shafer, but the shafer can't be used because it's usr lahana, and it's in a status of where it's supposed to be burnt, then it's not, there's no length to it. It's really just a bunch of, because what's burnt? Ashes. It's really just a bunch of ash particles that happen right now not to have been burnt and come apart yet, but it doesn't have a shear. So something that stands to be in a position, it's as like it's already like that. Kemuvu gemar le'inyan shafer shalvaydes alilim v'chevan shemichtes katis shiurei, since it doesn't have a shear, once a person means that he has gaiva, and gaiva is like avodah zarah, and avodah zarah is din is lisreifa, so ain't like klei adibur ledamar imam, it's like he's already burnt, already nullified, and therefore it's like he doesn't have a pen now. If he doesn't have a pen, he can't say words of Torah. If he can't say words of Torah, then he's not going to be able to get enlightened where to do tshuva, which means it won't be tshuva ala tshuva, going from the low level to the high level to come to tuna satara la amka, which is where we're trying to get through understanding these yichudim. Achishu nizar v'shem rekvayt Hashem shiya b'shleimus. However, when a person is nizar and he does guard kvayt Hashem, shu nivza be'enav nimas, that he has no trace of gaiva at all. The pasuk in Tehillim says nivze be'enav nimas v'asyirei Hashem yechabed. So that kapitel is actually in Tezvav. It's teaching us how to be proper avodim of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Right? It says mizmor l'David Hashem yiyagur ba'alecha. The pasuk itself is pasuk dalet. So the pshat in the pasuk over here says nivze be'enav nimas v'asyirei Hashem yechabed. A despicable person. I am reading through the Living Lessons Tehillim. Nivus Abain of Nivus is a despicable person who intentionally sins, is abhorrent in his eyes. Ves Yirei Hashem Yechabed, and he honors those who are Yirei Hashem. But the way that we're learning the Pshat is Nivus Abain of Nimas, talking about a tzaddik who is not satisfied with himself, because he always knows that he can do better. So that if trust me, right? If you think about it, I am not doing anything that's beyond my potential. I mean, that's what makes sense, right? So where is there that person can do? If anything, I might look at somebody else and say, I don't know what they did, but it's possible that they went the extra mile. But when I look at myself, can I really tell you that I went the extra mile? I'll say that no, I did a lot. Could I have done a drop more? So if I know I could do a drop more, so then I didn't totally use, if I'm going to be held accountable for the koichas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. So nivza be'en of nimas, that when I look back at myself, I don't care what I did my potential minus X. And therefore, to a certain degree, not in a destructive or a yish way, chas v'shalom, but a person could be self-critical, but a person who has zero, but therefore there's no trace of gaiva. No matter what I did my potential minus X. What am I being gaivadic about? Right? And so sometimes maybe I did the big things, I didn't do the small things. Well, the big things might be easy to do. Maybe I'll be judged harsher for not doing the small things. Once I realize the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now, what's the Eitzah to do this? So again, a little plug for the Ali Shor Shiurim. If you go listen, they're worth it from a Musar perspective, the Vadim on Hislam. Okay, it's also a podcast, but it's developing a world outlook to where if you view yourself, the upshot of it is if I view myself, my world, my everyday interactions as being I'm an apprentice, right? I'm in a I want to see if I'm going to get a job, so they put me into a situation. My life is a video game. However you want to say, everything that I do is a training session. So one person's training session might be to sweep the floors, and the other ones might be to be the Rosh Hashiva. Maybe I'm going through different, I think doctors cycle through different specialties and then ultimately they pick one. One specialty might be much less covered than the other. But to bring out a person's strengths, you're not going to have any more gaiva when you're cycling through the cardiology specialty than through the lower one. Everybody cycles through every stage. So if every stage, Hashem puts you into the position of being a big Rosh Hashiva or a big Gvir, and now the question is I just gave you all the tools, don't have any gaiva because of that. The question is, how are you going to react and relate to a vote in this particular situation? Oh, you gave $1 million. Your test was to see if you were going to give 10 million. What do you have a guy if you did a million? Because you had a lot of money. I gave you a lot of money. I put you in that situation. Life is a Islam. Life is a training ground. There's no room for gaiva. Okay, so over here it says a person's nivza be'en of nimas laideza yuchal adaber diburim ha'me'irim. Once a person puts themselves where they can't possibly have any gaiva, that's where their words will light them up on the proper path. Be'bechinas va'aretz ha'ir mikvodo. We already spoke out, not again, that the shemayim and aretz are ways of looking also at teferes and malchus, that the aretz is going to be ha'ir mikvodo, the aretz is malchus, and therefore reading the words va'aretz the aretz is dibur, also malchus ha'ira will light up for a person, michvaydai, because through that a person will be able to do tshuva, bizocha, tekvayd shemayim, will line up the dibur, the shemayim and aretz, the kutchabirchu shchinte, the dibur, and what comes before with the really original rutzin. And if he's able to speak words appropriately because he's mevatel himself, because they're not clogged up with his own self-interestedness, vemeirim loy l'tshuva, then he'll be able to align himself with rutzin Hashem, v'yachalavu l'tfunas ha'tayr la'amka kanal, and he will be able to understand the Torah with all of its depths. Okay. I hope that I did not confuse us with left turns. Most of the pieces are not like that. We read much more straight through and try to limit it to some of the things just to round out the words in the text themselves. But if it was helpful, you could drop me a note if you'd like. If it was helpful, then I thought from my head, I hope I expressed it well. I thought that there was some value there. Okay, thank you very much, and I look forward also to next week.